Apologies for the voice, I have a sore throat. This is Un-American's post in reply to the "Now that the schools are back, the takeaway place I get my cheese and ham toastie from is full of little shits during lunchtime." Un-American commented, "That's the thing, they have to wait for summer to arrive. So the poor children sit there in their woolies and waterproofs until at the end of August the headmaster announces that as summer failed to arrive yet again, there'll be no summer holidays. Maybe next year." Cruel, isn't it? Did you know that the schools in Aberdeen have never actually broken for summer holidays in their recorded history? And spare a thought for the poor children in the Isle of Skye. They're not allowed to leave the school building between September and June, or else they face the Arctic winds, driving rains, and packs of semi-starved wolves. That's why every primary in Scotland has its own chippy on the premises, both for sustenance and as a source of potential weapons. When the bears use the surface ice to come from the North Pole in search of ginger children to eat, sometimes a tactical munchie box is the only defence against them, heart-rending sight though it may be.